Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome once again to the fifth weird and wacky world of technological wonders and widgets. My name's Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Hiya,
nerd. If you're new to the show, let me tell you what it's all about. In each regular Frequency Cast, Pete and I take a look at the latest innovations in the world of digital TV and radio in the UK. We also cover some of the latest bits of mobile and internet technology. The show's based on feedback from our listeners, so you decide what we'll be talking about. Here's what we'll be looking at in this Frequency Cast. A glimpse at the latest in the world of TV, radio, the mobile world, and what's new with the net. We'll give you a quick peek at one of today's technologies. This time around, it's Wi-Fi. And a look at a couple of new gadgets. This time around, it's Wabbits, Wodents, and Record Players. And we dive into your emails and see what you've been asking on our podline. But first, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. News.
Each month we're seeing the action hotting up in the broadband wars. In the last couple of shows we've heard about TalkTalk, BT, NTL, Telewest and Orange's plans to win our broadband and TV business. This month it's the turn of internet provider Tiscali to make an announcement. They've just merged with TV over internet company HomeChoice. HomeChoice offer TV and video services to their customers that are based primarily in London. It sounds like Tiscali will be offering TV services to its existing internet customers later in 2006. More on this when we have it. Next, news of a rival to Slingbox, in the form of Orb. We covered Slingbox back in show 3. It's a little box that connects to your TV system and lets you watch and control your TV over the internet. Well, if you have a PC with a TV card, you may be able to achieve the same results but at a much cheaper price. This is a small piece of software that's loaded onto your PC and acts as a server, allowing you to connect in over the internet, browse an electronic program guide, and select programs to be recorded. You can also stream live TV or programs you've recorded on your PC earlier over the internet to another PC or to a PDA. It can also be used to access MP3 files as well as accessing your photo collection and other videos all direct over the internet. More details in our show notes. The next story is a little indulgent on my part. News of a new DVD launch. Back in the 80s, the BBC broadcast a series of spoof programmes from a radio station called Radioactive, billed as Britain's first national local radio station. The series was a parody of what was being broadcast on the new batch of commercial radio stations that had started to spring up in the UK. After a few years, the show made it onto TV, although, if we're being honest, it was never quite as funny as the original radio series. Nonetheless, the TV version, KYTV, has now made it onto DVD, and it's still a great watch. The presenters, Mike Channel, Mike Flex, Anna Dapter, and of course Martin Brown, do a great job of satirising the early days of multi-channel Sky TV. Apparently Series 2 of KYTV is due out this October. Next up, fancy a freebie? If you're into listening to MP3 audio as well as podcasts, there's a whole stack of spoken audio out there. Old comedy shows, talking books, newspapers, drama, all sorts of things. One top provider of speech content is audible.co.uk. They're the firm that's now looking after the Ricky Gervais podcasts. Their collection of over 10,000 audiobooks, radio shows and newspapers is absolutely excellent. And here's the good bit, if you sign up for a year, they're now offering a free iPod Shuffle. Nice. And finally for this show's news, we know that a lot of Freeview listeners tune into our show, so we try to add some Freeview news in each programme. There's not much to report this month. The only thing that is new is a new channel that's appeared on 304 called TVTV. We believe this to be a new TV listing service to be launched in a few months. The only other Freeview news to report is we're expecting something big to be breaking any day now about the subscription service TopUp TV. They're about to launch something called TopUp TV Anytime, which seems to be a digital video recorder-based service. Details are minimal at the moment, but there are lots and lots of rumours out there. There's also a healthy amount of controversy about TopUp TV's future over in the radio and telly forum on this one. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring you more news on this in the next show. But in the meantime, keep an eye on our blog for the latest.
Thanks, Pete. Exciting stuff as ever. For more on any of the items mentioned, see the show notes at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
FrequencyCast. Now loading. Focus.
It's Focus time, where we take a look at some technology. This time, we're going to talk about Wi-Fi. Carl, tell me what you know about Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Well, it's a very bad spelling of hi-fi, which is quite interesting, of course, because it's just spelled W-I-F-I. What else do I know about Wi-Fi? Well, it seems to be the next thing after Bluetooth. And Bluetooth, of course, took over from infrared, and infrared took over from pieces of string and two cups.
You amaze me sometimes. I liked it up until you started talking about infrared. But yeah, you're right. It is a progression on from Bluetooth. It is a wireless technology, so you do go away from the tin cans and bits of string.
I don't actually understand the key advantage of such a system, considering I thought Bluetooth was supposed to be the nuts.
Bluetooth was good. Bluetooth had suffered from a couple of things, though. Bluetooth was slow.
How slow could it be?
And Bluetooth had quite a short range, about 10 metres up to 100 metres.
You tell me it's slow, but I mean, your slow is the speed of light.
Well, it's a bit of a drag, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to get too bogged down into speed, because I know when I start talking about megabits per second, your eyes start glazing over.
What?
The speeds for Bluetooth were actually pretty slow, and just transferring a document over Bluetooth was a fairly slow process. Wi-Fi is actually an extension of a computer network, so it has to be fairly fast. This is where I get technical. There are a couple of standards in Wi-Fi. 802.11.b.
Right, yeah, that's the road I take to Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah. Turn left at Hemel Hempstead. And there's 802.11g. 802.11b runs at 11 megabits per second, and 802.11g runs at 54. Without making you glaze over even more, there's a new standard, 802.11n, which is actually due out in 2007, which is the one everyone's waiting for. And there's a few people now bringing out hardware that's called pre-N, which is kind of getting ready for the N technology.
Can I just ask, is Wi-Fi a bit of hardware? I mean, I'm getting, because of Wi-Fi, I'm getting a Y-shaped piece of circuitry, a bit like the flux capacitor.
1.2 gigawatts!
When we get to 88 megabytes per second, do we see some serious stuff?
It's not a particular piece of kit. Wi-Fi is a protocol, and it's using frequencies. It's actually in the same frequency band as Bluetooth, and also as microwave ovens.
Are you telling me I can do Sunday lunch over Wi-Fi?
No, not quite. Where Wi-Fi is really good is if you want to connect up your house so everything's linked together. So let's say you've got a broadband connection coming into your house and you've got a PC, a laptop, a PDA, maybe a set-top box or a webcam that you want to connect together. You can do all of that with Wi-Fi.
So what do I need to buy to get Wi-Fi?
You need to get kit that's Wi-Fi enabled. The first thing you're going to need is a Wi-Fi router, which plugs into your broadband connection and then transmits a Wi-Fi signal that everything else can pick up. Then you might need Wi-Fi enabled on your PC, and you can get a PC card or a little adapter that does that. For your laptop, some laptops have Wi-Fi built in, otherwise again you can buy an adapter. And some bits of equipment like a PDA or a set-top box or a webcam all come Wi-Fi enabled.
So these are all add-ons, a bit like LAN cards and things like that?
Yep, that's the kind of thing. It's fairly cheap and easy to get Wi-Fi on things now.
What's the security like on these things? Because I know with broadband and things like that, you can actually use other people's connection, can't you? And not pay for it, etc. and so forth. What about this?
Security certainly was an issue when Wi-Fi first came out, but that was mostly because people weren't enabling their security properly. There's a thing called WEP, which allows you to put in a fairly strong level of security in your Wi-Fi, which does stop hackers getting in there.
So what's the future for Wi-Fi? Is this going to be superseding Bluetooth in any other way, or is it just really trying to achieve the same thing but faster and over a greater distance?
Speed and distance is certainly going to be an important thing there for Wi-Fi. You're also going to find more and more places externally are going to be Wi-Fi enabled. You've got Wi-Fi cafes now, you've got Wi-Fi hotspots, airports can pick up Wi-Fi, and they're looking at this town service called WiMAX. There are a couple of other things just to mention on Wi-Fi that might be of interest to our listeners out there. You might want to know that there's a new MP3 player coming out from Microsoft called the Zune. This is the one that's billed as the iPod killer. This comes with 30 gig of onboard memory and Wi-Fi, so you can sync straight up to your PC without having to use USB cables. The next thing to look for is Wi-Fi phones over Skype. This lets you do telephone calls over the internet, and now you don't have to be tied to your PC through its USB cable. You can use Wi-Fi around the home to get cheap calls over the internet.
Time for a Garibaldi?
And if you're lucky enough to have a laptop, there are some cards out there that can do extra things as well, such as the Web and Walk card, which does GPRS, 3G, as well as Wi-Fi. There is one other Wi-Fi gadget to talk about.
Have a biscuit.
If you remember our first show, we talked about Gizmo Wannabe, remember?
Oh, the Nabaztag.
The Nabaztag. Well, we've now got one.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's in this bag.
You're like a magician pulling it out of a hat. Off you go. Ooh, it's a white bunny made of plastic.
Seriously, look at this. This is a clever little gizmo. What do you think? Try and describe it for our audience out there.
It resembles a... That's not what I expected it to look like.
Much merriment in the studio here. Carl, pull yourself together and try and describe this little thing.
I just don't words. It looks like it should glow.
You're actually quite scared of this, aren't you?
Can you put it back in the hat?
It has a flashing nose light that means it's got some messages. Three coloured flashing lights here that tell you what's going on. And a glowing base to tell you whether it's connected to the network or not.
Does it make any noises?
Oh, does it make some noises? There you go. Now, what this little beastie actually does is it connects to the wireless network, and from there on it connects to the internet. So it can alert you when you've got an email.
Tomorrow, thunderstorms. 27 Celsius.
You've just heard there it reporting the weather forecast. It also flashes its lights in a coloured sequence.
It looked a bit angry. Have you fed it?
Yeah, I must admit, it wasn't quite what I was expecting either. However, now I've actually had this sitting on my desk for a while, I'm getting quite attached to the cheeky little chappy.
He looks quite cool. Glows, nice. Moving ears, spot on. I think he's a bit of a personality. He's a bit of office junk in his own strange way, but he does something. So it's sort of thing you'll keep, I'm sure, for years, and then maybe sell on eBay.
I think if you're a gadget fan, this thing's going to find a real good space on your desk. It does so many clever little things, like let you know when you've got an email, read out weather forecast, stock news, that kind of thing. It also links up to RSS feed, so you can get news
head. Ouch! It bit me.
Be careful.
NASDAQ 100 value is up a lot.
It also links up to RSS feeds for travel news, for stock news, that kind of thing. And it can play MP3 music tracks. It's also got a couple of extra features such as mood notification, where it flashes lights at you if it's not happy, like it's doing now, and ear exercises to keep its ears in perfect trim. I can see Carl still struggling with the whole concept here, but trust me, if you're a gadget fan, you're going to want to have a look at the Nabbers tag.
Is this supposed to come off?
Yeah, it has detachable ears as well. There's also the ability to send messages to Nabbers tag. Our one's called Frequency. If you happen to have a bunny out there and want to send a message to our bunny, send a message through to our little rabbit, Frequency, and we'll see if we can get it on the show.
Fantastic.
And while we're about it, it also has a rather handy text-to-speech service, and I'm actually thinking of replacing Carl on the next show.
Hi, and welcome to the fourth installment of Frequency Cast, our tantalizing take on technology. My name is Nabastag, and with me in the studio are the humans, Carl and Pete. This podcast covers digital TV and technology in the UK.
Oh, thanks.
So there we go, that's the Nabbers tag. Now, are you ready for something even more bizarre than the Nabbers tag?
Yep.
We have a cat. In fact, we've actually got a fat cat. So we've been looking at a way of exercising the cat. We've found a little remote-controlled mouse, which is fine, but you've got to sit there and do the forward, back, left, right remote control with it. Looking around a gadget website, we found something called a guppy, which is a hamster for exercising your cat. And we thought, we've got to get one of these. So we ordered one, £30 from Firebox. And this is what we got.
Now that does bite.
Now this really wasn't what we were expecting. We thought we'd be getting a little remote controlled hamster, but this is basically a furry brick, isn't it?
Yeah, you could build a house out of those, yeah. That's incredible. Worth every penny, I'm sure.
Yeah. It is a furry, noisy, squeaky brick. It's meant to be fairly clever. It's got a little infrared sensor there and sensors there so it doesn't bang into things. And it runs about on its own so it can exercise the cat. The problem is our cat is terrified of it. Unfortunately, the instructions for it say never turn it off, which has really worried me because that's almost the first thing I wanted to do when I started using it. I found out the trick. You put your finger between its eyes and press really hard and it goes. And now it's gone to sleep. If you want to terrify your cat and have a motorised brick walking around your house, look at a guppy, £29 from Firebox.
Okay, so I've heard about a USB turntable. Now, I want to know whether it's worth buying, you see, because I'm rather fond of my vinyl, commonly known as vinyl to people like you.
Oh, yes, you're vinyl. You are a bit of a vinyl freak, aren't you?
I have a rather large vinyl collection, yes. Okay, so you want to know what I've heard about this USB turntable, don't you? Well, I've heard what you can do, you plug it straight into your computer, and then you can put your vinyl on your turntable. Obviously, you play it into the computer, and then there's some software that comes with it, which eliminates all the crackles, pops, and scratching. Unless, of course, it's intended. And furthermore, it's belt-driven, featuring an adjustable gain. It has 33 or 45, and can even play or be used for 78, but you do need a special stylus for that. It can run at high speed mode. Now, this is quite a clever little feature. This means you can record things in double time, which, of course, saves time because of this real-time playing and recording stuff. Now, it also has a built-in preamplifier, which can be used to connect to a CD or an auxiliary input on your hi-fi. So just one other thing I want to know is how much does this thing go for?
It's,
yeah, I've heard it's about £120.
That's right. Yeah. Where can you get one of these?
I don't know.
Well, you better have a look at our website then.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Interaction.
Once again, my favourite part of the show, where we look at the emails we've received and check out our podline. So, let's start with this. An email in from Martin Judd. I have a Sony TV model D28DX40U with integrated Freeview tuner. Sometimes when I'm watching a satellite channel, the information band at the top of the TV screen remains on. When changing channels, the banner changes to the new channel, goes off, but then comes back on again. The only way to stop this is to switch the TV off and on again. Any thoughts?
We could be able to help you with this one. We did some trawling around and we found an interesting thread on Digital Spy from back in November 2004. It seems some of the early versions of software for the DX40 weren't particularly good, and Sony brought out a patch, version 3.5, in November 2004. Have a look on your TV's display to see which version of software you're running, and if it's anything before version 3.5, get in touch with Sony. Their support number is 0870 511 1999. Let's take our first call.
Yeah, I've got Freeview and my remote control doesn't work.
Award there for the world's shortest message, we think. If you're having a problem with your Freeview remote control, a few obvious things to try. First off, try changing the batteries. Secondly, try a reset on the box just in case there's a software problem. If you have no luck and the machine's under a year old, consider taking it back to the place of purchase and getting a replacement. If it's over a year old, contact the manufacturer and see if they can let you have a replacement. Failing that, consider getting a universal remote control. These can be programmed so that they can be used to control a whole range of different devices. Next call.
Yes, my name is Jonathan Lever. Yeah, I do have a query with regards to Freeview channels. I'd just like to know how to subscribe to the extra Freeview channels. I have a digital TV box, and I've been asking so many people, and at the moment I have ITV2, BBC3, BBC4. I would like to subscribe to ITV3 and ITV4 and all the other Freeview channels. Thank you.
Hi there, Jonathan. Thanks for the call. Sounds like you're having some problems tuning into some Freeview channels there. Part of the confusion here might be you're using the term subscribe, which could be why other people are struggling to answer the question. By subscribe, the assumption is you're talking about the top-up TV channels. That's the channels UK Gold, Cartoon Network, Eurosport, etc., where you have to pay a monthly subscription fee to get access to those channels. It sounds like, though, you're having problems receiving some of the free channels, such as the ITV group. The most common reason for having problems here is to do with signal strength, and there's a few things you need to check, such as your coverage, your aerial type, and to make sure there's no interference. The best advice we can give here is to take a look at our website, where we offer some tips on how to improve your Freeview reception. Hopefully, by sorting out your reception, you'll be able to pull in those extra channels. The next call is a follow-on to an answer we gave in the last show. This call's from Matt, one of our visually impaired listeners.
Hi, this is Matthew Cooper again from Portsmouth, the 13-year-old. I'd like to add on to that DAV question. It wasn't so much the changing of the channel, because I found that easy. It was more the reading of the text from the radio station on the screen, such as the email address, like the track that's playing, things like that. And by the way, I like your site. It's really accessible to my screen reader. I'm using HAL. It's really accessible and I like it a lot. Okay, thank you.
Hi Matt, and thanks for getting back to us. Glad to hear that you're finding the podcast useful, and especially glad to hear that you're able to access our website as well. Thanks for that. Looking at the DAB issue here, I think we might have solved your problem. There's a radio out there called the Sonos One XT, made by Pure. This radio has something called iVox technology built in, that apparently reads to you the name of the radio station that you're listening to as you're scrolling through, can read out the time, alarm settings, and it can even be used to set up the radio from scratch. According to what we've seen on Pure's website, the iVox speaks using a real human voice, so it's not one of these synthesized robot kind of noises. And apparently you can have a male or female voice as well. We had a quick look on the RNIB site to see if there was any information about this radio, and we found a document, reference HD01, that talks about how to set up this particular radio so that you can listen to scrolling text.
Apparently there's also an option called spell mode, which speaks out the letters of the scrolling text as they come into you. Sounds like that could just be what you're after. We've looked around. The Sonos One XT from Pure is available for around about £95. What we'll do, Matt, is we'll update the show notes for this programme, pointing out where you can find the cheapest Sonos online. We'll also add a link to the RNIB review as well to help you set up this radio. Hopefully, the Sonos has the answer for you. If you do end up getting one, perhaps get back in touch and let us know how you got on.
Well, that's it for this show's interaction. Where were you all? We need your questions and comments in. It's your feedback that drives us, and we really do need to hear from you.
We've also just added something new to our site. We now have a blog where we'll be adding new news stories and allowing you to comment on our shows. Pop over to www.frequencycast.co.uk/blog.
Or you can call us on the podline and leave us a message. The number is 0208 133 4567. That's 0208 133 4567. You can email us at feedback@frequencycast.co.uk, or you can send us a message via our website at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
In the next show, we could be discussing the following: the digital switch off, 3G, digital recorders, MP3 players, or maybe the mobile internet. It's up to you.
Our little competition's still open. We're looking for you to invent a word that describes the noise that your mobile phone makes when it's just about to ring. You know, the noise. Leave a message on our podline at 0208 133 4567, or drop us a mail to help us invent a new word. The best entry gets a little prize.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
That's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming, and make sure you visit our website for details of what we've discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.